This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Appearances by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill could spark fireworks over the 22-month-long investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and its findings. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has more.
Barr starts his appearance before the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday morning, then takes the witness chair at a Senate panel on Wednesday. While the focus is on the budget, lawmakers could still raise questions on the controversy surrounding Barr's handling of the report. The hearings come 2 weeks after Barr sent Congress a four-page summary of Mueller's main findings, including his conclusion that the Trump campaign had not conspired with Russia in the 2016 race.
Bob will be allowed to finish his work.
Barr has promised to deliver a redacted version of the report by mid-April, but congressional Democrats have been demanding the full unredacted report, which has not been seen by anyone outside of the Justice Department since Mueller delivered it on March 22nd.
The Secret Service's director is on his way out amid a shakeup at the Homeland Security Department. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced her resignation, the White House says Secret Service Chief Tex Alice will be leaving shortly. Three officials say the departures are unrelated, with Alice's move stemming from a personality conflict within the agency. He was a retired Marine general who had no ties to the service when named director 2 years ago, following a review that recommended an outsider take charge. But officials say Alice's unfamiliarity with the Secret Service led to conflicts. The administration says career Secret Service official James Murray will replace Alice next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Maryland man has been arrested for an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down pedestrians with a truck. Federal prosecutors plan to ask a judge not to grant bail for 28-year-old Rondell Henry of Germantown, Maryland, during a Tuesday court appearance. They will argue that Henry is a flight risk and a threat to the community. The county police chief, Hank Stawinski, says that Henry was arrested on March 28th, just outside the nation's capital, as authorities broke up an alleged plot to ram a stolen U-Haul truck into pedestrians at a popular landmark.
It became more than a simple stolen vehicle, and using good forensics in Montgomery County, using good thoughtful interviews in Alexandria and in Prince George's County, we and the agents were able to piece this together and understand that this was not simply a person in a stolen vehicle, but posed a greater threat.
Prosecutors allege that Henry stole a truck from a suburban Washington shopping mall last month and drove around looking for terror targets. After failing to breach security at Dulles International Airport, Henry is accused of driving to the National Harbor in Maryland, the next state over, a Potomac River walkway lined with shops and restaurants, highly popular with the tourists. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack outside Kabul and has killed three U.S. service members and one American contractor, according to the U.S. military. The U.S. military medically evacuated three other U.S. service members who were wounded in that attack. They said that three troops are now in stable condition afterwards. The U.S. and Iran are now at odds by an unprecedented move led by the Department of State that puts a very specific designation on part of Iran's government. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
For the first time, the United States is designating a part of another government as a terrorist organization targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guards, which is the Islamic Republic's most powerful security organization. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the IRGC Iran's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by putting U.S. military forces on its list of terror groups. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The UN Human Rights Office says it fears dozens of Rohingya Muslims were killed in a Myanmar military helicopter attack last week, far higher than an initial death toll of seven. Spokesperson Ravinia Shamdasani of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva said that they're now receiving reports that the number may be much higher than that. They have unconfirmed reports that the number may be as high as 30. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.